Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, we've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got talked about Penn State and what a colossal mess that was on Saturday. A UCLA team that was winless. They have an interim coach. I mean, they were blown out, I think, by 25 points by New Mexico. And
UCLA was, yeah.
And Penn State, number 7, now has dropped off of the AP top 25 for the first time in 3 years.
Which is crazy because usually teams will lose. Even if they're upset, they drop down 10, 15.
Yeah.
Like this is.
There were people, and we talked about them before that Oregon game, were concerned as well. People thought, did they rank them too high? We were, and I think a lot of us were, I think it's borne out because Texas was also ranked, I think, number 1 before the beginning of the season, and they're out of the top 25. And I think that maybe they realized, you know, AP realized that, look, what happened, you know, losing to Oregon, as heartbreaking as that was and frustrating, the fact was is a very good team that they played, and it came down to double overtime. And yes, it was frustrating and demoralizing and sad that they lost. But the fact that they played a 0-4 team with all of those other things we just mentioned and looked terrible in so many ways is just, and the decisions that they made are just confounding for some of those plays. Absolutely. Did they just assume and not even, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Like they it's funny talking about it. You're talking about it in a very real way because that's how it felt. At the end of the game, it was a 5-point game. Like they had come back like they usually do. They're a good second half team, but it's that first half that is a disaster. They should never have been in that situation to begin with.
Yeah.
But the team looked like they had no confidence. It just was a really weird.
It was bad.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
It's very, very just disappointing because you look forward to this and you have fans, we have higher expectations. Much higher than what we're seeing right now.
Right. Well, when it was in the first quarter, when they already were up, what was it, 10 or something? And they're going, look, Penn State's got plenty of time. You know, there's no panicking yet. And I'm like, I'm going to go clean out my closet because I felt like I was already panicking at that point because none of it made sense. And as I'm listening, because I could still hear it, and I was just, it was. So I got a lot of cleaning done, but it was just horrible. I don't know how else you can say it. There was just every question that you had about James Franklin before that game. It was almost like an underline and an exclamation point after it. And I think there's, I believe, there's no doubt they would let him go if they didn't have to worry about $57 million that they owe him. And they made that deal before all this stuff about portals and players getting money. So you go, it's like you're now held hostage. And there are many, and I don't know if it's just wishful thinking, many stories I'm seeing where they're like, it's time for James Franklin to go somewhere else. Like, he's got to be the better man to walk away and not do this to Penn State. And then you go, are you kidding me? You think he's going to walk away from $56 million?
No, that's not going to happen. But I think they could say, what if we pay you that money? Will you leave then? I think that's really what it'll come down to.
Do you think they would get rid of him? And if they do, the question is, who do you get instead? That's going to take you to that next level.
If you don't, the question would be, what is the team's ultimate goal? Because college football has changed a lot. You know, it's not a sadly, it's no longer about great college athletes getting a degree and playing hard for no money. There's so much more money coming in.
Yeah.
It's a much different game. And, you know, you can't pretend to be one of the biggest of the big if you can't ever beat the biggest of the big.
I just wonder, because we don't know all the details, at least nothing. I've read a couple stories that say we don't know all the details of the contract, which I'd find surprising. Shouldn't we know them? Would you not, as a school, have in there that you'd have to be a certain rank team to continue? Are there some conditions? Falling out of the AP top 25 doesn't, I mean, he could literally crap the bed for the next 8 years and they'd have to keep him?
No, there's no, I mean, there's no guaranteed, like.
It doesn't make any sense for the school itself,
if anything,
to not have something to protect them if he all of a sudden is, well, not all of a sudden, but if it doesn't get any better, if it just gets worse.
Even if it was a guaranteed contract, that guarantee is guaranteed that you will get paid blank. It doesn't guarantee that you'll keep your job. No contract is going to force you to do that.
But shouldn't they be protected as well? What if they were so bad that they're not ranked for the next 7 years? Are you still paying him those?
There very well could be something in there. But usually we see things like morality clauses. You know, he gets caught with a hooker. Gone. You know, things like that. Losing games. You're a coach, so you're going to win, you're going to lose. I don't know. Maybe they do have a certain, and it's possible. We'll find out.
Right.
But he's probably feeling pretty unwelcome right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think, if we step back and look, he's done a great job of getting the team to where they are. Mm-hmm. The problem is, again, you can't cross that finish line.
Yeah.
Some fans have been saying this from day one. I don't know if I've been thinking they're just a bunch of negative people, but I don't know. Maybe they saw something. Obviously, they saw something.
Yeah.
That the rest of us were hoping we didn't have to deal with, and here we are.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
So he has one of the largest buyouts in college football. And I know when that deal even came through, people were shocked by it, weren't they? People had talked about. Because there's been a question, even though, and again, this is in no way to say he's a terrible coach, because it's obvious that he's able to take, you know, teams that are struggling, I know it sounds weird to say with what we're dealing with, but take some teams that are struggling and bring them up. Like, he has been able to do that with teams in the past, including Penn State when it was struggling. I mean, last year was a successful season, although not the biggest success that Penn State fans would have wanted. The point is, it seems like he can't crack that top tier. He just can't do that.
He hasn't.
I mean, we've seen that. He is 4-21 versus top 10 opponents. That's just what it is. And I know they came close with Oregon, and it did go to overtime. But the UCLA is inexplicable, that loss. There's just no getting around that.
He's a program builder. He can build the hell out of a program, but that doesn't mean it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
In the look, this is just like it's like he has taken the team probably as far as they're going to go, you know, and it's sad to see, because it seems like he truly wants to be there. And I don't think people necessarily hate him. They just, like, he seems like he's a pretty accessible coach.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. But the problem is that, you know, fans are, they fickle. Want the win.
Yeah.
They want the wins. And it's frustrating when you can see that, you know, you have all this money and this talent you put there, and it still doesn't, it's just not enough. And what happened with UCLA was just horrendous. I don't know how else you could say it.
Like, I think there's also a certain pride, you know, certain players. Like, you see a Saquon Barkley, you see a Abdul Carter, these guys go in the top parts of the draft. That was the expectation for Drew Aller. And what's he going to do? He's going to get drafted, but he'll probably get drafted, if the season ended today, third, fourth round, maybe, as a not a sure thing starting quarterback, but like as a guy that maybe you develop him into something. I mean, favorite thing I saw over the weekend was Drew Aller can still be a great NFL quarterback. He just needs to improve at football.
Which, I know, I saw that
was
too.
Being shared like, everywhere. Okay. Very funny stuff.
And then you get the people going, Bo, they shouldn't have let Bo go. And that, like, you know, on the other hand.
No one fought it at the time.
Well, I don't remember a few people were upset, but like, you know, and the thing is, the team that he's with now, I don't think, at least from what I remember reading, it's not like they've also been challenged really well. They haven't had any big teams to play either. So it's always easy to be looking at it after the fact, right?
I don't remember a lot of people stepping up going, how could we get rid of Bo Prabil?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that at all. We're sitting here talking sports and all the big losses, and I see the Yankees are down 2-0 too.
Yeah, they
are.
I'm more upset about the Phillies.
Yeah, yeah.
Losing. They had that thing going for, and then boom. Ugh,
did anyone's horrible. Team win over the weekend?
I was so depressed. I honestly said after I saw what happened with the Eagles. I mean, the Nittany Lions, and then I saw the Phillies and their loss. I was heartbroken, and I thought, the Eagles, I can count on you to help get me over the hump this weekend. I was
and they
so
did
slumped.
Well, for three quarters, they did that for you, right?
God, no, for two. The second half, they didn't score a damn point.
And they went into the fourth, 17-3?
It was horrible. Absolutely terrible. But I don't know what else to say about that. They played different. They did more of the passing. I didn't see the scrambling from Jalen Hurts that you had seen. It seemed like they tried to do something completely different. A.J. Brown obviously was, you know, cranky the week prior and posting stuff. And it feels like people are walking around eggshells with that dude. And then that one throw to him where he gave up on it. It looked like he's like, I didn't see the ball. And then I saw the ball. And it's like, ugh. I don't even know what to say about that. Going back to Penn State again, someone texted us.
It's hard to get over this one, isn't it?
It is. To me, the Penn State one obviously is a much bigger deal.
You've convinced me on that because I thought the Eagles' collapse was pretty shocking, but they have the full season. You're right.
Right. Someone texted and said that loss cost Drew Aller $100 million in future NFL money easily. Look, here's the point. I think he just can't handle the pressure. It doesn't seem like he can handle the pressure. And there's a lot of pressure. There's huge expectations, and he seems to have trouble with that. There's some people that can, you know, rise to the occasion, and then there are others who have a tough time. And there is so much expectation for him that, I mean, look, at this point, folks, and I don't know how hopeful any of you are, but there are people who are like, well, they've just got to run the table now. They've got to play against
There's no table. There's
Indiana.
No table right now.
They got to win against, Ohio State. Like, you've got to win everything to even think you got a shot in this thing as you're going forward.
There is no table to run. They would have to be so dominant to the point where people feel like they're cheating in some way. Like, they'd have to be so dominant.
Yeah.
They have to be shutting out.
It would have to be like, the only thing I can think is if they all feel like we've got nothing to lose now. We've already lost our self-respect and everything else. And they just go crazy.
This is the second time, though, that Franklin, this has happened with a really top-level quarterback with Franklin. People forget a lot of times. Bill O'Brien was the coach after Paterno.
Right.
He came in. Christian Hackenberg was a freshman, had a great freshman year. People were saying, this guy's going to be the number one pick. Bill O'Brien leaves for the NFL. James Franklin comes in, and Christian Hackenberg just falls apart. And people thought, he can't handle the pressure. Same kind of thing with Drew Aller, except Drew Aller's had a couple good seasons. He's done really well. Mm-hmm. It just makes you wonder, what is it about his coaching style that kind of makes these quarterbacks either feel too much pressure or they can't handle it. I don't know what it is. But Aller's situation reminds me so much of Hackenberg, and it's sad because I think Hackenberg now is coaching high school football, I think.
Right.
So much talent there, but it's not being utilized.
And what happens? Yeah. Someone else texted, looked like A.J. Brown knocked the ball out of Devonta Smith's hands in the end zone on the last play of the game. Yeah, I don't know if it was so much that. If you look at it in slow motion, it's almost like he stuck his hands over his face so he couldn't see it. It's like, what? He does have a bad attitude. That person texted and said he has a bad attitude. He does. And like those kinds of things, when you can't work as a team and deal with, okay, I get it. You may feel ignored. Isn't that something you go to them and talk about? But it's like a me, me, me kind of thing. And yet they were able to still win. Playing they had been the way they had been playing. It's almost like they said, oh, okay, we'll pass more and try to get A.J. Brown involved. And what happens? They lose. So, yeah. I don't know. I hate when there are players like that and it's all about them and they get upset. Someone said when Penn State mismanaged the clock before the half. I know very little about coaching football, but call a timeout, dude. Yeah. A lot of stuff I didn't understand.
One of the announcers said, he's like, this is one of the more stunning mismanagements of a clock I've seen ever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I knew it was bad.
Yeah.
Just didn't seem right.
Yeah. Penn State did not rush the punter. People were like, because he had a block and a return.
Oh, the one in the end zone. Yeah,
yeah,
I know what
you're
talking
about. That one was crazy, too.
Like they weren't prepared for that either.
What are you doing? Do you not even have a clue? It was just ridiculous. What else can you say?
Look, great announcers are great because they know what the coach is going to obviously do. You know, sometimes it's different. They were all just confidently saying, this is what's probably going to happen. And then none of that happened.
Yeah.
Only on one side of the ball it happened.
It's
really stunning.
It really was.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is a song for us to think about after the season. Spent a lot of time talking about sad sports stuff, and
Well, I mean, it's big right now, and there were a lot of big stories, and obviously a lot that affected Pennsylvania teams. You see where Oregon fell, and they didn't play. They were on a bye this week, but they got leapfrogged. Is that the word, or leapfrogged by University of Miami?
It seems unfair.
But you also have, I'm sure for them, there was one Oregon Duck fan that I saw bragging on social media, about the fact that Penn State lost. And someone goes, why are you bragging about that? You guys barely beat them. And so I wonder if the fact that Penn State did so poorly and that they just with this week and being on a bye and the game was close there, are they now saying, well, maybe they're not as great as we thought they were either? I mean, it all depends on how the Nittany Lions, whether or not they can bounce back. And it's just a game, but there's a lot of money that goes into these things and a fan base that is getting frustrated with seeing the possibilities never come to fruition.
Yep.
And that's where it's at.
You mentioned AJ Brown for the Eagles. What's going to happen to him? This is how crazy reporting is. Here a couple, 4 days ago, Bleacher Report. AJ Brown trade reportedly could be entertained by the Eagles during the season. Oh, sorry, 26 offseason. That's what they say. Then 2 days ago, AJ Brown, the Eagles have not shopped him, telling teams there's no chance. Here's right. Another report. Bleacher Report again. A.J. Brown trade reportedly eyed by executives. Next. A.J. Brown. This is from Bleeding Green Nation. Teams that are calling to inquire are about trading for Brown are saying there's no chance. So who knows what's going to happen?
I don't know.
Everyone seems to have an answer.
Well, it's frustrating because it feels like it's creating some kind of an issue between play calling, like are we going to, and sure, playing, and are we going to do more passing to make him happy? And then on the other hand, I did not see Jalen Hurts do a lot of running or scrambling like he normally does that makes things happen for the team.
Yep.
And Saquon Barkley outside of that, what was it, a 30-yard catch and then run into the end zone, he's having real tough time as well. So they got a lot of issues for the Eagles to deal with.
When you play that well, teams will adjust to you. We see this.
Right.
But they haven't adjusted yet this year, just this third into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and they're having a lot of trouble on the first down and getting enough yardage. So you barely saw it. Did we even see a tush push yesterday?
Because
I don't think
that
they ever came to like a 3-1 where they, not that I recall, but then again, I walked away for a while because I was getting so disgusted with what I was seeing. We've got top congressional leaders from both parties digging in on their opposing demands in the ongoing government shutdown. This standoff, it looks to be something that's going to be here for a while. The Senate does return this week. But did you see where the House, the GOP House, they could have sworn in the newest member of the Congress. She would have been an extra vote to get those Epstein files released. They quickly adjourned while people were yelling, wait a minute, what about?
Forget about
her. They will not sign her in and let her be official. I think that is mainly due to the Epstein files. This thing, after Howard Lutnick's comments last week, opened this thing up again. He talks about how Jeffrey Epstein made his money by blackmailing very high powered people. He literally said that's how he made his money, blackmailing people. He had cameras everywhere. And yet here they will not even swear in the newest member of Congress because they are so afraid of those files being released. It's really ugly. And look, they're getting paid during a shutdown. Some of them like, oh, don't worry, you don't have to pay me.
Some of the richest ones have decided not to take a paycheck, right? Which is very heroic of them.
It's ridiculous. You're still getting paid, whether you take it or not. Okay. But why are you shutting it down? Why don't you? There's still business you can do. You are getting paid. I guess you think you guys are non-essential. It sounds like the House GOP is non-essential, and they've pretty much been non-essential other than that horrible bill that nobody likes, which is why we're in a government shutdown right now. Other than that, they have been non-essential because they literally capitulated everything to this administration. So the health care subsidies are going to get cut. People are already seeing how bad this is. They're so dumb. Because this thing is literally happening in real time. And it will, as we get closer to the November 1st date, that is when you sign up on the state exchanges all across the country. And people are going to start to see the numbers. And they're going to go, what the hell? Why aren't you guys fixing this? And the Democrats are trying to. And the Republicans are pretending it doesn't exist. pretending. And again, all of the cuts that are going to affect people in their health are being given all that money. It's not money that they're saving. It's not shared sacrifice from the American people. It is money they are giving to the wealthiest of people. It is the worst of the worst to do that, to make rich people richer and the middle class and poorer people struggle. It's crazy. So we'll see. They're not even going to show up. The House has been adjourned for the next week because they don't want to swear in the newest member and they don't want to release the Epstein files.
It's called a district work period. They're home dealing with constituents.
Sure. Not doing town halls, I'm sure. Not doing anything other than dog and pony shows. A lot of them I love. Like, oh, this grant was given to this. A lot of that, all that stuff was done before they ever came into office. But they're going to pretend that they had something to do with it. So, good. I'm glad you're not taking your paycheck. If you're not taking your paycheck, but you're not working anyway, you should all be demanding to be at work because the rest of us have to go to work. You should have to go to work.
You know, I'd like to see just be fun. I'm not taking my paycheck and I'm also not going to activate my health insurance. I'm going to discontinue it.
Yeah, well,
that won't happen.
They should not be. First of all, and the number one thing that should have been done immediately was all public workers would be on the same exchanges that the rest of us are on. All congresspeople, all senators, federal workers, everyone. They should have to get theirs off of the exchanges. That's what it should be. And so they'd understand what it means for the average people. But so this thing's just going to keep, you know, dragging on for a while. And they'll probably, the Senate may take some more votes today just to keep harping on it. But, you know, I don't see this thing ending anytime soon. We shall see. 570-883-0098. Someone said, what happened to Mark Sanchez? Yeah, so a lot of questions had come up over the weekend when it was found out that this former quarterback, now I think Fox analyst, was stabbed. And at first it was just he was assaulted.
Yeah, it sounded like a robbery gone wrong or something went wrong and he was assaulted in the process.
So he was in Indianapolis because he was supposed to be, you know, broadcasting along with others on a game. And this thing happened at like 12:30 in the morning. Well, now he is facing arrest. I believe he has been charged. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He was charged following I guess he has injuries. The other person, I'm going to find this story.
He was a 69-year-old man. Who had owned a food truck, and they say he had hearing issues and didn't have his hearing aids in. And Mark Sanchez was trying to get him to move his vehicle. And
I have it here. They're saying that it was a drunken fight.
Yeah.
The former NFL quarterback arrested. The fight with a 69-year-old man over parking. He is facing charges of battery resulting in injury, public intoxication, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle for his role in the altercation. And the prosecutor says it should have never happened. What began as a disagreement between a 38-year-old former professional athlete and a 69-year-old man should not have escalated into violence or left anyone seriously injured. We will follow the facts. They say the fight began. Sanchez was upset. The 69-year-old man parked his work box truck at a loading dock. So it's not delivery. It sounds like, I don't know. Is it food delivery?
It was a food truck, and I heard he was getting oil from a restaurant.
So he parked
like
it at a loading dock to collect used cooking oil. Sanchez was stabbed shortly before 12:30 a.m. He suffered the stab wounds in his upper torso. He is in stable condition. The 69-year-old man had a laceration to his left cheek. They say he was defending himself. Photos of the man shared with the Indy Star show him on a hospital bed, bloodied with a neck brace and a large gash on the left side of his face. The detective said they spoke to Sanchez in the hospital. All he can remember was grabbing for a window. So he was, they believe, pretty intoxicated. So, a witness who parked in the alley north of the scene told them he saw a larger man believed to be Sanchez and the 69-year-old interacting. The witness first thought they were friends, but noticed they were using cell phones to record each other. The witness saw both men go to the other side of the truck before seeing the truck driver tumble over on the opposite side of the curb and the man believed to be Sanchez standing over him before he ran away. This guy is trying to kill me. Is what they say the man said. This is the man who was injured. Sanchez is seen running after the man. The video shows him grabbing and throwing him towards the wall of the hotel. And then the fight continues in the alley between a dumpster and the truck. Sanchez is throwing him to the ground. The man told police he reached in his pocket, pulled out pepper spray, and sprayed Sanchez, but the NFL quarterback just wiped it away. The man thought, this guy is trying to kill me, so he pulled out his knife. And when Sanchez came at him, the man struck him two or three times. So that's what happened there. That's a crazy, crazy story. And that's That's why he's charged.
Yeah, and by the way, don't look up the pictures. It's pretty graphic stuff. The victim's face is really gashed up.
Horrible.
Once again, today we're talking about Archbold, another meeting of the residents, and talking data centers. And I guess they're not going to be changing any regulations in Archbold to, you know, no zoning changes to put these data centers in. But that may be irrelevant because this is happening all over the area. Jeff Bezos did an interview for Italian Tech Week. And I know I'm scooping you because I know you're a big subscriber to Italian Tech Week. He claims that we're not going to need these data centers here on Earth because within 10 to 20 years, Jeff Bezos claims gigawatt scale data centers could be built in space, outperforming the ones that currently exist on Earth because there's 24/7 solar power, no clouds. The weather won't be an issue, no downtime. And I guess when we talk about on Earth data centers here on our planet, they need a lot of electricity. They need a lot of water to keep them cool because they make so much energy. The heat is insane. They say anyway, using space it's cooler up there. You won't need the water.
Okay.
You won't need this solar power. So why are we fighting about this? He says orbital data centers could be operational within 10 to 20 years, continuous solar power, beating costs on Earth, massive data.
So we
computing.
Don't need to build any more.
According
United
to Jeff
States.
Bezos, no. Unless the person translating this doesn't speak Italian well, maybe he's like, I don't know, Earth doesn't have space for it. And they just, no, that's what he said. That's what he said. And he's got the money to do it. It looks like another big money-making thing for Bezos.
But we still can't stop it from taking everybody's job.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.